And thou shalt be a helper to the orphan. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Today is the feast day here in America of St. Peter Claver, while the rest of the church in other countries celebrates the feast of the martyr St. Gorgonius. And he's a wonderful saint for our country. And a saint that teaches us the value of both the corporal and the spiritual works of mercy. Our Lord tells us in today's gospel that he asks us, or rather the lawyer in today's gospel asks our Lord, but who is our neighbor? And then the story of the Good Samaritan is told once more. And at the end, when the Samaritan goes, even though the Jews, the priest even and the Levite, pass by the man that had been beaten by robbers and left half dead, it says, a Samaritan, who are enemies of the Jews, he's the one who stops to help the one who is left half dead. And then our Lord comes and says, you go and you do likewise. And so it is today that we have a perfect example of one who goes out in search of those who are left for dead spiritually. They say that, or rather St. Peter Claver said on one occasion that whenever we see someone in need of anything, whether it be something spiritual or corporal, that we shouldn't ask, well, why doesn't someone take care of that? Why doesn't so-and-so do something about this? He says, never do that. He says, realize that you have found a treasure, that is, someone to bestow charity on. And charity covers a multitude of sins. Never forget that. He says, you go and you take care of it, whatever the need might be. And then the story goes that he would often leave his house to go out and search for the Negroes. He called himself the slave to the slaves and took care of the Negroes. Every time that a ship would come into port, he would happily, no matter how tired he was, he'd go out and board the ship, and he'd take care first of the physical needs. Oftentimes the slaves arrived and they were sick, deathly ill. He would baptize the ones that were closest to death, and then he would take care of the illnesses and sickness of the others. And in those means, he would gradually lead them to a point where he could teach them the faith and then baptize them. He would baptize them in groups of tens and give each one in those groups the same name, so that the same baptismal name, so that they could all remember and help each other to remember their baptismal names. And then he would continue teaching them the faith. But oftentimes he would leave his home and go in search of the Negroes and find them and bring them the grace of the faith. But on one particular occasion, it was raining, I believe, very, very badly, and he left his house. No one knew where he was going. No one knew what he was doing, but he left. And he was gone for, I believe it said, for days. And upon his return, he was very pale and very worn out from his trip. And they found out what he had done. There were three Negroes who had gone out and were abandoned by everybody. And they'd gone out to a hut in the middle of nowhere to die. And he found out about them. He went out to take care of them, to take care of all of their spiritual needs before they die. What a lovely story that is. But I think St. Peter Claver should be a special saint for all of you here in Milwaukee. Did you know that the two miracles that gave the final, you might say, stamp of approval for his canonization, they both happened right here in America. The second happened in St. Louis. The first was in Milwaukee. And the story goes that this woman, her name was Barbara Dressen. She moved here, she migrated here to America. And when her husband had died, she moved to Milwaukee. She developed this cancer. This started out as a wart and then grew, you know how the story goes. And she was diagnosed by a very good doctor here in Milwaukee with a terminal cancer. And the doctor said, there's no way this is going to get better. Well, meanwhile, Providence would have it. It was about the end of the 1700s. And there was this one priest who was trying to cultivate devotion to St. Peter Claver. So he'd go around and he would both apply the relic of St. Peter Claver to sick people, bless them with it, tell them to say some prayers to him, and oftentimes they would be helped. And on her occasion, this priest came, touched the relic to her cancer, and told her, say some prayers to St. Peter Claver. And every day she did this. After several years, 2 or 3 years, the cancer went away. And then, but she kept up her prayers. But then, to confirm a miracle, her cancer came back. God would allow it to come back. And she continued her prayers to St. Peter Claver. And then the priest came back into town. She began telling the priest of all her sufferings over the last 10 years with this cancer. So again, he applied the relics, first to her left cheek and to her forehead, then to the spot over here with the cancer, and told her to say the prayers. And she continued. As soon as she left church that day, she went out. She instantly felt the relief of the pain. And as soon as she left the church building that day, the scales from the cancer fell off outside, and she was totally cured. Even though the doctor said there was no hope for her, and many eyewitnesses took an oath saying that she indeed was cured instantaneously. And this was the first of the two miracles that brought about the canonization of today's saint. So you here in Milwaukee should have a special devotion to him today. And tell him, because remember, he's the father of the orphans and the slave of slaves. And if you find yourself in servitude to sins of any kind or imperfections, well, then go to him, and he will be your helper, as it says in the gradual and Alleluia verse today. The helper of orphans and the slave of slaves. He'll free you from your slavery if you indeed ask him. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.